Expert, 170 registered voters in Ohio's 12th district listed as over 116 years old. By Eric Eggers on August 8, 2018. Update, this article is factually correct. In fact, an AP fact check concluded, Eggers is correct that records for some voters in the district list birth dates that fall 116 or more years ago. It continues. Ohio election officials have explained the inaccuracies by claiming that before 1974, the state did not require voters to provide dates of birth on registration forms. Those who didn't enter birth dates back then often had them automatically added as placeholders by the local election boards. The dates used in those cases were January 1, 1800 or January 1, 1900 or, in a few cases, 1901. The original article follows below. Republican Troy Balderson clings to a narrow margin in last night's special election for Ohio's 12th congressional district, underscoring the impact voter fraud can have in key elections around the country. The separation of 1,700 votes, or less than 1%, highlights the recent attempt by Democratic activists to fight efforts to prevent voter fraud from occurring. For the past 4 years, George Soros has spent millions of dollars trying to weaken Ohio's election security by funding efforts to both block its implementation of voter ID and prevent the state from removing inaccurate registrations. Soros pledged $5 million to fund Clinton campaign attorney Mark Elias's efforts to fight voter ID laws in Ohio and two other states ahead of the 2016 election. Elias would file that suit in Ohio on behalf of several groups, including the Ohio Organizing Collaborative, that would have an employee sentenced to prison for voter fraud. In 2016, liberal activist groups Demos and the ACLU filed suit against the state of Ohio in an attempt to stop its efforts to remove inaccurate voter registrations from its rolls. Soros gave $1.25 million to Demos in 2016, on top of the more than $3 million he had given in previous years. And Soros has been even more generous with the ACLU, giving over $35 million for Trump-related lawsuits. Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Ohio's efforts in a 5-4 decision earlier this year. But even with voter ID and cleansed voter rolls, there are still problems with Ohio elections. Consider that 170 registered voters listed as being over 116 years old still existed on the rolls of Ohio's 12th congressional when Guy accessed the data last August. That's 10% of Balderson's current margin of victory, pending provisional ballots. And 72 voters over the age of 116 who live in Balderson's district cast ballots in the 2016 election. Eric Eggers is the research director at the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and the author of the new book Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election.